Clarity. Clarity is a superpower that you are not born with. Clarity is a lot like astuteness. It is the ability to glean the gold among the fake gold, among the pretend gold, among the inert, the ordinary. There is an amazing scene in one of the Harry Potter movies, the scene when they go to find the Horcrux in the bank. It is a cup, if I remember correctly, in a bank vault owned by one of the Death Eaters. The Horcrux hides a part of the Dark Lord's soul, and to kill the Dark Lord, Harry must kill the Horcrux. But the chamber is full of valuable items that are not the Horcrux. Harry can hear the cup talking to him in Parseltongue. The cup is on a high shelf. Some item falls and multiplies, intending to kill everything else, use up all the space, and crush the humans. The goblin says it right. I said I'll get you in. I didn't say anything about getting you out. And if you just remember that saying for the rest of your life, you'll do better in life than most people. That is the rule of humanity. You are lured in, but then, you are on your own. You are brought to life, but then, you are on your own. The only thing that can take you to a life you can love and live powerfully is clarity. Clarity of what actions to take, and what actions to drop. Clarity, as everything else, can be measured. You can be clear or somewhat clear about anything, not just being able to astutely identifying what is what. Including causation, which is not easy, because there are so many things and only a very few ever is connected to anything else. Homo sapiens is not very sapient, is it? Homo sapiens' biggest deftness shows when they assign cause and effect to unrelated coincidental events. This is such a crucial error, that Newton actually named it in Latin. But in English it would say, one thing follows the other, therefore it was caused by the other. Every morning I step on the scale, look at the number, and make a sweeping assumption what made the number smaller or bigger. That is what I am talking about. All of humanity is daft. Nowadays more than other times. Conspiracy theories are the result of this daftness, or one thing follows the other unclarity. You see, one of the most missing capacity for humans is courage. The second most missing capacity is curiosity. Curiosity, real curiosity would take one from one end of the yarn to the other, to find cause and effect. But no. Normal people have none of that. If anything doesn't look exciting, they know the thing attached to it is not exciting either. And, of course, practitioners of the magic art of arousing curiosity, the idle kind, are winning you over in hordes. You rubbernecking at a vehicle accident on the highway is animated by this idle curiosity that tells you, if you can see it, you can avoid it. What? You need to be entertained, kept in suspense to be willing to go from 1 to 2. And of course you never go to 100. Not you, not your pill-peddling charlatans, not your politicians, not your scientists. I tried, you say. But you never went all the way. But back to clarity. You can at least attempt to bring clarity to your affairs. And even if your level of clarity is low, it is more than nothing. One of the things that you can tell about any human is that they have a lot on their plate. Most of those things on your plate make you fat and bloated. This metaphor applies to everything. And it is also true about your food. I woke up this morning when my alarm went off. But instead of getting up right away, I closed my eyes. I had a quick dream about beautifully styled dessert. That when I tasted it, it was bland, blah, and nothing. Then I was taken around to see all kinds of foods and there were numbers above them, how much of the food was inert. And how much of it was useful. The majority of the food had an inert content number above 80%. The inert part is bulk, it is marginally useful to you, and very useful for the manufacturer. When we look at what you do on any given day, especially what you put on your to-do list, it's even worse. The majority of your actions only makes your life bloated, and is only marginally useful to you, to your life. It is very useful for the manufacturers. Useful in that it renders you and your life a non-threat to the status quo. The criteria I'd like to set for you to decide if an activity/food should be kept on your plate, or be chucked or drastically reduced is: can this item alone 10x the quality of my life? If it can just maintain it, then it should not be on the list. If it actually keeps you from doing what could 10x your life, chuck it. And, of course, if you don't know, ask me. I had a breakthrough with regards to my actual plate. A breakthrough with my weight. It is a result of more than 2 years of experimenting. I realize that it is not what I eat necessarily, and it is not when I eat, necessarily, and it is not how I eat necessarily, although they have an effect on my weight or how I feel, lights, smart, and sleep well. Or heavy, sluggish, dull, and restless sleep. I concluded and double-checked with source, it is how much I eat. Portion control. Darn. I thought, but I was wrong. I didn't think I could eat less and be okay. But it turns out that I was wrong. Of course I know what not to eat, when not to eat, how not to eat, because I muscle tested it for myself. I did for myself exactly what I do for clients who want to know what not to eat, when not to eat, and how to eat, eating style. If you follow the results of the muscle test even just 90%, your results can be as dramatic as this client's. Hi. I keep forgetting to tell you something for a week now, smiles. I'm losing a lot of weight. My height is 1.63 meters, and since September I have removed all kinds of food from my diet and lost about 3 kilograms. My initial weight was 62 to 63 kilograms. For 3 weeks, since I got the lists, I've been respecting my food list 90%, and this morning my weight was 55, 6 kilograms. Is this normal? For my body to react this way? I have many carbs on my diet and I always thought that they can't have this effect on people. As you see from this client's report, it is not easy to know what makes you feel like a whale, sluggish like a slug, stupid, foggy, and fat. The seeming cause and the effect are not really connected. Two of my clients are doing the Wim Hof method, hoping that it will make them like Wim Hof. Another seeming cause and effect mirage. Why? It's a good program. No argument from me. And yet it makes your life bloated. Unless it is the one thing that will make your life 10 times more effective. Unless you have run your life through the clarity questions and saw that doing the Wim Hof method daily will enable you, daily, to do the best work you can do to 10x your life. In my humble opinion, you always need to look to do what enhances your life 10x. Because even if you fail, it will double your life. But if you don't have a life now, your job is to create a seed of a life. Something that if you double it, it will be more than zero. Many people have a zero life now. I mean most people. How many? 91%. 10 times zero is zero. So your first job, if you are part of the 91%, is to create a seed. Small, big, what is immaterial? Really? I see most people want to create the right seed. There is no such thing, or not really. One of the most potent advices I have ever gotten is, you don't have to get it right. You just have to get it going. You don't have to get it right. You just have to get it going. A dude from Long Island said that. And he and his life, what an example of that. I can't recall his name. For a long time he didn't get it right. He was the dunce of his family. But he started something and took it where it was worth something. He interviewed some of his idols. And recorded the interviews. I have a bunch of them, and I paid for them. He seemed to have fallen from the radar. Because I can't find him being credited for the saying. But for a long while he made himself a success. If you are willing to start building your life by building a core, a seed, and are willing to follow instructions, I can help you. But, of course, if you are not willing and have proven it thus far, you are not welcome, because I can't help you. Nobody can. How do I do that? Through daily coaching. You do the work we agree upon, and I do the nudging. I don't teach you in that coaching. Because then you would have to pay the big bucks. It is a cheapo program that really works. Where attention goes, energy goes. By your daily report slash feedback loop, you start putting attention on building a seed slash core to your life. The more consistent you are, the better it works. You won't even notice, but eventually you won't be floating turd on the big ocean. You'll have some substance that you built. If you have useful to me skills, you may be able to trade. Email me with your skills that may be useful to me. You may be able to introduce me to other people. Or you may be able to copy and paste. Perchance you may be able to create music. You may be a good conversationalist. Maybe you are good at making videos. You may have a lot of followers on social media. Etc. 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 Buy into the Hero program. Go to www.jervibe.me/hero. Your initial payment is for me to decide if I can help you at this time. If not, I'll let you know. You should consider that it is your job to sell me on the idea that you'll do what I say, that you'll be consistent, that I'll be happy to be your coach. Do selling me on you an email. I won't set up our private area for coaching until I am sure I want you as a hero client. This applies if you have some work to trade for the program as well, you need to sell me. P.S. Most of you are more interested in doing away with some inconvenience and pain than creating a core of life that you could 10x. The core of many of your life is that inconvenience. Here is a comment I answered this morning. Good morning. I live with pain every day and I would like to know how it can go away. So I can feel happy about living. My answer. Read it. You can hate me for it later. Anything that you make wrong, including a pain, is going to stick with you. Consider that pain is like the weather. It is what it is. It will allow you to be happy if you allow it to be. Often the pain comes from resistance, you tightening yourself up. Relax into the pain, and let it be. I live with pain every day, and have thus far for 74 years. It is now merely noise. Unless I decide to pay attention, it fades into the background, and doesn't bother me. Because I don't resist it. I don't try to fix it. I allow it to be. Whatever you give attention grows. Pain, hate, love, gratitude, success, the energy doesn't care.